Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting 5th. The DH, Geronimo Baroa. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting 9th. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Carlos Reyes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gates hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cora hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on 4. Raines moves to third. Cora moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco hits a line drive towards third. Paquette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aldred hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lavalier takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Hammond fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Lavalier moves to second. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Raines is one for one in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball four. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cora is one for one in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is one for one in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hammond moves to third. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to home to get Hammond. Henderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sierra is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to third. Franco moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Paquette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Leeper now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is one for one in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gates fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Thomas scores. Franco moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Berroa, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Aldrete reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aldrete moves to third. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hammond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gates reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball towards right. Sierra catches it and throws to first to double up Guillen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Sierra. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Sierra steals second. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berroa is 0-for-2 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Welch now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball for an out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Welch. Ventura moves to second. Darren Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lavalier hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines is walked intentionally. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 3 in the game. Gates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura bunts towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field. Sierra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sierra. Franco scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sierra who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Vince Horsman now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lavalier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lavalier bunts towards the mound. Horsman fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sierra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baroa is 0 for 3 in the game. Baroa takes first base on ball 4. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aldrete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baroa moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Baroa scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Aker now pitching. Jeff Schaefer now playing first base. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cora is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hammond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Henderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Henderson moves to second. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball four. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gates is 0-for-4 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Javier moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sierra is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sierra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baroa is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.